Bree Elrod graduated from Knox College in 2000 with a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. She went on to earn a Master of Fine Arts degree from the Tisch School of the Arts at New York University. In the 8 years since leaving Knox, Bree has appeared in more than 20 plays in New York and around the country. She received acclaim on the stage of the Old Globe Theater for her performance as the jailer's daughter in Two Noble Kinsmen. The San Diego Theater Critics Circle honored Bree with a 2004 Craig Knoll Award for Excellence in Theater. So much for political science. Bree went on to make her off-Broadway debut in a production titled My Name is Rachel Corey, directed by the noted actor and human rights activist Alan Rickman. The play is derived from the diaries and emails of a young college student and member of the International Solidarity Movement who traveled to the Gaza Strip. She was killed by an armored Israeli bulldozer during a protest against the destruction of Palestinian homes. Initially, Bree was cast as the understudy in this production and went on for the matinees on Saturday and Sundays. When the play was extended, Bree was cast as the lead. She carried on the role to considerable critical acclaim. Bree earned further recognition for her portrayal of Harper Pitt in Tony Kushner's Pulitzer Prize-winning two-part play, Angels in America. She won the award for Outstanding Actress at an awards ceremony of the Elliot Norton Awards, one of Boston's most prestigious theater awards. She also was part of the company that was then cited for the 2008 Best Theater in New England production, once again, Angels in America. One of the of Bree's reviews, the one appearing in Boston Theater Works, stated, "It's Elrod who nearly steals the show in an incredible performance as Harper Pitt. Acting of this caliber is a rare treat." Bree had many roles in several productions with New York City's 52nd Street Project and most recently completed work on the Martin Scorsese film Shutter Island, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, and slated for release in October 2009. She also performed in the West Coast premiere of Tom Stoppard's acclaimed production of play, Rock and Roll, which also then went on to a co-production in the Huntington Theater in Boston. A review of Bree's work in the play Realism, performed in New York City and produced by the Jean Cocteau Repertory Company, states that Elrod commands her scene with a hushed gracefulness. Beneath the playful warmth, she adds to her lines and movement, her guarded posture and wide eyes show a layer of fragility and fear. I'm honored to present Bree Elrod Novak with the 2009 Alumni Achievement Award for her achievements in acting.
Well, I'd like to thank our brilliant director who really coached me well through this film. And I really felt like thank you for trusting just this wide-eyed girl from Kansas, you know? Because I didn't really know what I was doing. But I'd like to thank Mike, the sound guy, and all the crew and the cast and the, oh my God, I'm sorry. That's the wrong speech. I'm sorry. Embarrassed. That's embarrassing. Seriously, though, this is a very, very big honor for me and to be among a group of very, very distinguished alumni, and I thank you all on the selection committee. I was truly honored and am so grateful to receive this award. And as Liz said, I was a political science major here at Knox, and because of Knox and the way it's designed, I was able to pursue the theater and pursue my passion for acting. And I often found that when I was not studying for constitutional law or reading Kissinger, I was running over to CFA to try to audition for the shows, even though I was like, oh, this is just something I like to do in the, you know, in the meantime. But it was really here I was able to do all of what I love, and that's what I love about Knox, is that people are always, that's, and actually when I go into auditions and when I appear in things, people, that's what they ask me most is, they said, so you were a political science major? What is that? I'm like, you don't know Knox. You can do that there. So, but I feel very fortunate, and it's been so great being back here, and I met my husband in that room right back there. There's the chair that I met him. I walked up to him, and I said, I'm Bree Elrod. It's nice to meet you. And then we went to the Gizmo, and we had a bagel pizza or whatever they have in the Gizmo. And then now we're married. So great things happen at Knox. But I feel very fortunate to have had the career so far that I've had. And some of the highlights that I've had, I feel, have been mentioned, but having Meryl Streep come up to me and say that she really enjoyed some of my songs that I sang at NYU, because I happened to be doing a review, a cabaret with her son, Henry Gummer, and I was telling people earlier that he was acting really nervous because we had written a bunch of songs together, and he said, I'm really nervous because my mom's here tonight, and I'm like, that's okay, my mom, oh my God, oh my God, your mom is Meryl Streep. Anyway, she liked the songs, And having and having been just let go from my agents in New York, I was in a ball on the floor listening to Let It Be, and I got a call from a casting director in New York who said, Alan Rickman is directing this one-woman show, and I think you'd be perfect. I'm like, I'm not perfect. Nobody thinks I'm perfect. I just let me go. And then Alan, I went, and he was like, you're brilliant. And I was like, thank you. And then this last year, you know, just working in Boston and trying to find work there and working from Boston and going to New York and going to San Francisco and doing this extra work on this Martin Scorsese film, Shutter Island, with Leonardo DiCaprio and Mark Ruffalo and Ben Kingsley. And I got a chance to really see what filming was all about. And it was amazing. And I got to actually talk to Marty, who I call him Marty now. And he was such a gem, and he, you know, would always come up and be like, hey, Bree, how you doing? What's going on? Are you feeling crazy? Because I play a mental patient. And anyway, so I would have, like, I had chains on, and I'd be walking across a field holding a rake, and he's like, oh, you look crazy as ever. You do. You look great. And I'm like, thank you. But I'll never forget that one of the days that I was filming, and I was sitting there, and they kept moving me over and moving me back because Leonardo was here, and Mark Ruffalo was here, and Ben Kingsley would walk in, and I was, like, rocking in the corner. And so they kept moving me, and then at the end of the day, the production assistant came up and said, I just thought you'd like to know that we were back there in Video Village where they have all the videos, and Marty was saying, well, tell Leo to move over. I can't see Bree. And I was like, that made my day. So anyway, maybe that's Marty. But anyway, I feel very thankful to be here, and I have to say that I have to use this opportunity to say that I feel like the theater is very, very important, and now more than ever, especially in this hard economic climate, it's very important to support the arts because theater and art take you out of the reality in which we live and bring you into a beautiful or scary or wonderful place full of curiosity and hope. And I'm proud to be a part of that. So anyway, thank you all very much.